Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm going to read to you something here. It's called the Bible. And Psalm 147, this is the one I wanted to read last week, but I jumped ahead. You know, we don't want to get ahead. Praise the Lord. How good is it to sing praises to our God? How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow. How many needs their grass to grow right now? Oh, he says he makes it grow on the hills, not in our yards. Okay. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him. And that doesn't mean to be afraid of him, but it just means to love him and respect him and know who he is. Who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. Those are the bagels. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation, and they do not know his law. Praise the Lord. So anyways, basically what I'm saying is praise the Lord, huh? Anytime you're in the Psalms, it's all about praise and worship. Even through the hardest of times, David would praise the Lord. So God, we just thank you for who you are and what you're doing in our lives today. You know, I pray that people would understand about worship that you come in on the last song, you miss the progression of going through the gates of praise and through his courts and of thanksgiving, or that might be switched, I don't know, but there's thanksgiving and there's praise, and then there's that inner court, and that's what we work for, Lord. We want to work our way into your inner court where you can soften our hearts and work on us today. But just fill this place, Lord. Fill this place with your love, your grace, your mercy, yes. Your healing,
yes.
Your binding up of the brokenhearted, your healing the brokenhearted. We just come expecting you today, Lord. We come expecting you.
Your face outshines brightest sun. Jesus, you're glorious. You are so glorious. Eyes that burn like blazing fire. Jesus, you're glorious. You are so glorious.
Glorious, you are so glorious.
are so powerful. In your hands you hold the sky. Jesus, you're powerful. You are so powerful. Glory in your sight. No religious idols. No man-made idols. Glory in you. All the nations bow before you, Lord. They bow down before you, Lord. King of glory, righteous and mighty. You're powerful, powerful. A king of glory, a powerful. King of glory, a powerful. King of glory. King of glory. Here we go. King of glory.
Defeated the grave, we join with with your kindness and your goodness and your love breaks the chains of my heart, of my mind, and your power sets free all the captives, and you bring peace. And Jesus, King of the earth, let the heavens declare your word. The one true God defeated the grave. We join with angels to sing your praise. And Jesus, King of the earth, let the heavens declare your word. The one true God defeated the grave. We join with angels to sing your praise.
Of all the earth, huh? That's what we're singing about. Sing to Him, and love Him today, and just draw closer to His throne room as we sing and worship. Draw closer to You this morning. Touch from You.
Amen. Amen. Heather Hanley, has a testimony regarding a job, and I just feel like she's supposed to share it this morning. So I'd like for you to come on up, Heather, and share that right in the middle of our worship, intentionally, as part of our worship. A testimony is a worship. So I just want you to give that at this time.
Good morning. My career has taken me about 17 years to get where I am, so it's been a really tough journey for me, finishing college and all kinds of stuff. Sorry if I get weird and cry. But I gave up a job, or rather, I finished my master's and was offered a position with Barberton Head Start out in Summit County, and I worked half part-time for them as a special ed teacher. At the end of the year, I was laid off, and my heart was just crushed because I had worked for them for 11 years and never heard of anyone getting laid off in special ed. So they called me in the middle of summer and offered me a fourth grade position, and I was excited again. But I also got a call at the same time for a job from Lake County, which I had been praying that I could come move back for about 10 years, and it just no doors were opening. But in order to take the Lake County job, I had to take a half pay cut and went down to it was a huge cut for me and our family if I decided that over the fourth grade job. But I really felt like God was like, this is your door, you need to take it. And it was very hard. I cried for 2 weeks, called so many people, tell me the pros and cons. And I'm like, okay, I'd come up with scenarios. God, if I'm not supposed to have this job, close this door. Nope, stay open. I kept doing it over and over and over and over, coming up with reasons, just looking financially, why would I walk away from the salary to take half of pay, and teachers don't get paid a lot anyway, so especially starting. So I took the job, and it was very hard. It was a very challenging, physically, mentally, and everything, the students that we had, and I was an assistant instead of a teacher. And I felt like God told me I was on a bridge, and that the bridge was going to take me where I was going to end up. And I just kept praying. And there were days I'm like, this bridge just stinks. I want to jump off this bridge. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, at the end of the year of being an assistant, they offered me a teaching job, finally. And it was a very hard job still. And I was with the company, ended up 3 years. And at the end of the summer, about spring of this year, I just kept praying. I'm like, God, please open a door for me to move into a school district. And I had about 4 interviews in Lake County. And I was just like, I can't believe this. I got all these interviews after. I mean, the first year I sent about 75 applications and one phone call out in Coshocton. Crazy spot. But it was very hard to get in. And if they don't know you, you're a name in a stack of about 500 people a lot of times. So I pretty much gave up and was like, all right, I'm back, going back again. And I'm just going to keep praying. And I've really been believing in our statements that we've been giving at church. Our financial statements, and Kevin and I have seen incredible blessings, even weird ways. We went to the baseball game yesterday and got so much stuff free, I couldn't even, if you saw our Facebook post, weird. A lady just turned around and started giving us stuff. Okay, but we've been really just believing. It's been hard for us financially. We've had a lot of ups, a lot of downs, and made it through. But right before I was leaving for vacation, I interviewed for a job, and I thought I really had it. Get this job, but they weren't emailing me. So I emailed back a lady that I knew, and she said, oh, somebody bid on it, but a high school job opened, so just hang in there. And I was trying to hide that I was leaving on vacation because I felt like if they knew, they'd say, forget it, we can't let this girl start because she's gonna be gone, it'll be too difficult. And then I finally started praying about it again, and God was like, you need to tell the truth. This is from me. You have to tell the truth and let them know that you're leaving. So I was like, oh, I'm going to have to tell them I'm leaving. So I told them I was going on vacation, and the principal called me 15 minutes later. He's like, can you come in at 8:30 tomorrow morning? I'm like, oh, sure, So as I was walking up to the door, I was also worried because I had signed my contract, and I really am a rule follower. for the most part. And I was like, oh my gosh, what happens if I break a contract with another place? Am I going to be in trouble? I didn't know what would happen. So I kept praying, can I email them, or is that wrong? Is that I really should talk to them? I worked for them a long time. I get there, and they had me meeting them where all of Lake County administration was meeting, and my human resource director is holding the door, and I'm like, oh, she's gonna know why I'm here, because there's the principal and the superintendent and the special ed director. And I just said hi and kept my glasses on and walked. I'm like, maybe they won't notice me. And then inside is my boss, and I'm like, this is awful. And I sit down and I said, Pat, I gotta tell you, I'm really nervous. They're gonna know why I'm here. She said, Heather, I already took care of that. I told them we're interviewing you. I just thought it would be fair. I'm like, okay. So we go through the interview. They offer me the job, like, immediately. It was like, they didn't even think about it. They're just like, do you want this job? Like, after about 3 questions, I said, yeah. So Pat looks at me. She goes, I'll tell Julie you got the job. Just send her an email. So it was all completely taken care of, from the biggest to the smallest detail. So just keep praying about your jobs.
Thank you for your death and resurrection.
go, go, but you don't need. Let him wash over you, make all things new. There's heart surgery going on here today. Let him work on your heart today. Let him work on you. Yeah, there's none like you. You make all things new.
I'm not who I used to be. You've given me a new identity. I belong to you. I belong to you. Just feel like that's a song for somebody today. Maybe you didn't have the melody to it or the words or something, but you've given me a new identity. I belong to you. I belong to you.
Yeah.
that again for us. Okay, can you do that? New identity. New identity.
That's just, I'm not who I used to be. You've given me a new identity. I belong to you. The melody's different that they're playing, so I can't sing it, but that's the song that, you know, the Lord wants to, he wants to use that to give you that gift of a new identity. I'm not, that's my testimony. I'm not who I used to be, you know, everybody just sees me like in a church lady thing here. That's not who I used to be. He gave me a whole new identity because he made me his, and that's how it happens. If that's what you need, if you need a new identity, it comes through knowing him and him knowing you, and it changes, and you just aren't who you used to be anymore. I used to have a different name, you know? I have a new name. So if that's for you, you know, I'm not who I used to be. You've given me a new identity. I belong to you. That's your song.
Yeah.
Write it down. You know, if you have your paper and pencil and it's for you, write it down and just let the Lord put it in a song for you, you know, because that was for you. That's a gift from God. Amen.
God, you are God.
help me stand up. Help me run to the shadow.
Just put on my heart here. I didn't really want to speak, but he told me just get up there and speak. But he wants to tell everybody here that the Holy Spirit is here right now, and he sees the faithfulness of this church. We've been faithful with a little these last years. He gave me the picture of a boat in the old days out there, just getting hit by the storms, the waves rocking against the storm. And the only reason we didn't sink, the only reason that ship didn't sink is because of the Holy Spirit. And the only reason we didn't drown is because of the Holy Spirit. But now he has plans for this church, and he's going to blow the socks off this church with his Spirit. He's going to bring healing and restoration to relationships and families. He's going to bring finances, but all he wants us to do is continue to obey, because we've all been, there's been so many people here, he's shown me faces, have been so faithful, that weathered the storms, that haven't left the church, that have stayed and weathered the storms and the beatings. And God's saying, I see it all. I see all the faithfulness, and I'm going to bless this church. I'm going to bless these families. The best is yet to come. And all he wants us to do is just continue to obey him and just watch him work. Amen. Just watch him work.
This moment is too sweet. Would
you please stay here with me and love on me a little longer? And I hear you say that you don't have to do a thing. Just simply be with me and let those things go.
I think the new identity piece is really important this morning. As John said, he's giving this church a whole new identity. Many of you know who are here from the very beginning. It was really a different church. It was a wonderful church. But we're growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So we're growing. It's a living thing. He's given us a new identity. And he wants to give each one of you a new identity. Yeah. Can't you sing that again, Doug? I love that. A new identity. Come on, sing it for me.
It's a new melody.
What's a melody, man?
Yeah, we'll go back to,
Oh, you have to have a melody? That's how much I know about music, you know. Because I thought of a new verse.
Identity. I'm not who I used to be. Oh, you have set me free. Not who I used to be. You've given me a new identity. I'm not the same old me. Oh, you have set me free. Yeah. I'm not the same. Giving me a new identity. Not the same old me. Lord, you have set me free. Not who I used to be. You've given me a new identity. Oh, I'm not who I used to be. Yeah, you have set me free. Free indeed. Oh, I'm not who I used to be.
Are identifying with a thing that is hurting them, destroying them. You know, I told you my testimony. Honky tonk Stardust Cowboy, you know. Had the hat, had the vest, still got the vest, the boots. I was no cowboy. And it destroyed who God wanted me to be. A man of God, a son of God. That's who you're called to be. That's who you're called to be. A daughter of the King. Whew. That's amazing, isn't it? He wants to, I just want to mess with your hair. Woo! Mess with my hair. He wants to mess you up. Oh, and just restore who you're supposed to be. Not who you think you are, who thought you were supposed to be, are the identity that protects you, the identity that keeps you safe and cool and, you know, all that. No. He wants you to be a son and daughter of the King. Royalty. Oh. New identity. Say, Lord, I allow you to mess with me. Ooh, amen. Amen. Thank you, Rhonda, for starting us off on that word of, that's really, you know, there's places in the service that are so important to just sense what the Holy Spirit wants, where he wants to take us. And sometimes it takes us longer to get there than other times. And it's just glorious.